Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My name is Padraig and welcome to The Voice Note, the podcast where I ask and answer some very difficult questions, divulge over your responses and have an absolute scream along the way. Boom! And just like that, we're back for episode 2. I actually can't believe it's been 2 weeks, to be honest. Well, in one way I can, but in one way I can't. It's just been an absolute whirlwind and I've loved every minute of it so far. But what I have to say is I've just been totally blown away by all the gorgeous, stunning messages that I got from people over the last 2 weeks. Thank you so much if you've reached out. It really means an awful lot. Let's be honest, I didn't really know what I was doing. So to hear such positive feedback has been like really motivating. And now I'm here to stay. My mom, on the other hand, has been an absolute nightmare. She's totally let this whole newfound fame thing go to her head. She's giving Hollywood diva behaviour, so we've just had to send her away for a couple of weeks so she can regulate herself, get her head out of the clouds and bring her back down to earth. But don't worry, rest assured, she's booked in and she's willing to come back on in a couple of weeks. So I'm thinking maybe Christmas special. So stay tuned. Now, speaking of Christmas, it's never too soon, so let's get into this week's episode. It's a Christmas cracker, pardon the pun, so grab yourself a glass of mulled wine, press play, and listen to The Voice Note. This week's guest, she's the Nessa to my Smithy, the Tracy to my Edna, and I'm her skin and blister. It's my best friend, Shannon Jones-Murray. Shannon.
Hi.
Welcome, babes.
Thank you so much.
Are you excited?
Yes, sweating and also embarrassed to be listening to your voice doing its posh voice.
Shannon calls it my Fresh Matthew voice.
Yeah.
Shannon, how long have you been waiting for this day?
I think we had a call last Tuesday, so yeah, since last Tuesday.
But also, are you absolutely sick of me now at this point?
Yeah, because Padraig has used me as his brainstorming project management software, so...
All of the above, management, everything. I ring Shannon all the time if I've ever got an idea... Just yeah. Because I need to run it by somebody. She usually shits on the idea, but I just do it anyway.
But then I support the ideas that are going to work.
That's true, in fairness.
Do you know?
And look, we've made it this far.
Exactly, baby.
Shannon also tells, like, Shannon's great for a Christmas present.
Mm-hmm.
She loves doing a Christmas run, and she does it always on Christmas Eve. So, like, you can literally hear the sleigh bells coming down my estate, and you know it's Shannon arriving with a bag of gifts.
Unlike you.
Right? Unlike me. But, and I'm like, oh, fuck. I'll just wait till the sales. But the thing about Shannon is, she'll arrive at the presents. There's loads of them there. But she told me about in October that if I asked her any more questions, she's going to start taking presents away from me. Mm-hmm. How many presents do I have left this year?
Minus 2. So you have to earn back 2 and then you're at a solid playing field.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And then I give her my gifts wrapped in tinfoil in March.
Yeah.
April.
Yeah.
I kind of tried to get your birthday and Christmas all together.
To save a dollar.
Save a dollar, babe.
Do you know what I mean?
It's tough out here.
Don't you know it?
Don't I know it?
Were you on TV?
Don't even ask.
Oh, we're not getting into it. Gosh.
We're not getting into it. Now, the reason I had you on for this episode was because you are the Queen of Christmas.
Yeah.
Adore it. Mm-hmm. Are you doing, so Shannon also loves doing vlogs, which we'll talk about later. Are you doing 12 vlogs of Christmas or whatever it is this
I'm
year?
Doing 24 days of Christmas.
24 days of Christmas. I'm living.
On my Instagram story.
Excellent. Yeah. So like we literally ring each other on the 1st of December every year and we sing Band-Aid like, do yeah, they know it's
if,
Christmas?
If you've seen Gavin and Stacey.
And like, we do it in yeah. the accents. Don't worry.
I'm not doing that.
No, I'm going to get you to do it later. But like, tomorrow's the, once this comes out, tomorrow will be the first, I'll ring in the morning.
Do.
We can voice note this year if you prefer.
I'll put it in my calendar.
Absolutely. Now, perfect. Don't get me started on Shannon's calendar. So Shannon has a calendar, right? First of all, we talk every day.
Yeah.
But we always try to organise something. And I'm convinced the only reason we organise things is so that we cancel them.
Absolutely.
Because we love cancelling on each other because it gives yeah. each other a thrill because we're like, thank God we don't have to meet up.
Absolutely. We were meant to meet yesterday and I was so happy to be like, will we move it so I could go to Starbucks?
I had today off, so I was like, Shannon, I'm actually off tomorrow if you want to just leave it until then. We were both buzzing.
Yeah. I love putting things into the diary so I can cross it out.
Now, Shannon and her diary are another story, right? So Shannon has multiple diaries and calendars for every occasion. Mm-hmm. So like literally now I was like, can I organise a call during the week just so like we can have a quick chat about what we want to talk about in the pod and, you know, we'll put something on paper so we have something to think about. She's like, yeah, let me check my calendar. 4 hours later, she comes back. I'm available tonight at 7.
I'm a busy girl. Like, I have my fingers in a lot of pies.
But what are you busy doing, though?
Because, obviously, I work 9 to 5.
Yeah.
And then I go to college as well.
No, I know, but you're making yourself sound a lot busier than you actually are.
But, like...
No, wait now a second, right? So, anyway, we hop on the call, and we spend the first 20 minutes just skitting, right? And then we got down to business. Next thing, Shannon's phone alarm goes off, and she's like, that's your 5-minute call.
I have to be on schedule.
I was like, what do you mean? This is literally now about 5 to 9. She goes, that's your 5-minute call there now. I goes, why? What are you doing? She goes, I have something on at 9. I was like, what could you possibly have on at 9 o'clock on a Wednesday? Shannon, I'm a celeb.
Like, yeah.
Shannon, you could have put it on record.
I can't because I live tweet.
Now, I actually get that.
You know,
because my housemates love waiting so that we can fast forward through the ads.
No.
And then I miss out on the live tweeting.
I love live tweeting.
So I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt there.
I'm a social girl, like. But like in the calendar and the diary is hair wash on a Tuesday and everything.
I know, you see. Yeah, so, I got you on the wrong day, didn't yeah. I? Okay. Do you want to get into... Oh, allergic now. Do you want to get into how we know each other?
Without naming names. Will we?
So Shannon was...
The second birth from his mother.
I was going to say Tracy on the West End.
Oh my gosh.
And I played Edna. No, I'm only joking. No. Go on, get into it. I'm not
All right,
it.
So once upon a time, October 2016, my long friend, Ryan.
Long as in length.
Yeah, long as in very tall. Mm-hmm. He suddenly had this stunning, gorgeous boyfriend. I met the stunning, gorgeous boyfriend, Padraig. And it was actually like two pieces of a puzzle coming together.
I know, wasn't it? It was mental from day dot.
It was like, when I think back, right, we look at each other and it's like a movie. The lights dim, there's wind, all the music stops, everyone looks as if to say, they're together.
That's it. It's so true. And like, it's so funny that that's the way that we met. And then it just became a double act from day dot and we excluded yeah, everybody else.
Absolutely. We excluded Ryan, probably why they broke up. And even to this day, like, it's me and you.
I spoke about you on Grandmam because you submitted yeah. one of the questions. And I was like, even when myself and Ryan broke up, we had to have joint custody of you because I wasn't letting you go.
Yeah. It was a divorce. And like, I'm a child of divorce.
I know, you are.
So
multiple divorces, actually.
Multiple divorces.
We're not getting into that yet.
We won't.
We'll unpack her childhood trauma later. So... That's how we know each other. Before we get into this week's theme and topic,
mm-hmm.
I actually haven't seen you in ages.
Yeah, that's actually because I was in a car crash.
What? When?
Literally, today's the anniversary, a week ago.
Did you vlog this? Usually you do.
I didn't because I was just like, I was actually...
Are you trauma?
Oh,
Well, now... You step all changed up my driveway there a while ago. There's fuck all wrong with you.
No, I've whiplash.
Do you actually?
Yeah.
Tell me what happened.
So.
What day was this?
Last Monday.
Was this the day the whole of Cork was at a standstill?
Yeah. So I was on
this because of you?
I was on the link, obviously on the way to the cinema. I got to review it.
I'm going to get that in later.
Yeah, all right. There was a car crash in front of me. So I saw a Ford drive into a Tesla. And I was like, oh my God, gutted. Like, he's not going to be able to afford that. So I started slowing down, coming to a stop. And I look behind and a fucking van is coming up behind me.
And what happens?
Boots me out of it. I stomped down on the brakes. I was like, I'm going to die on the link. This is embarrassing. I'm on the way to the cinema. How embarrassing. My legacy.
Shannon,
and I cried my eyes out.
Is this when you text me being like, I'm in a fender bender?
Yes. And you asked, what's a fender bender? Because I was on the way to the guards.
I thought a fender bender was something that I do when I go out on the Friday and I come back till the Tuesday. So that's why I just didn't ask. Because I was like, she's definitely not in a fender bender.
Not on a Monday, babe.
Definitely not on a Monday.
Yeah, I was in a car crash.
Oh my God, are you okay?
Like, I'm definitely wallowing in self-pity kind of thing.
And are we getting a claim?
Probably not, no. Fuck. But, look.
That's so annoying.
Now, I'm alive and well.
Did they go into the back of you?
Yeah.
Was it your fault, though?
No, they drove off.
But, like, I've been in the car with you.
I'm a lovely driver. I'm actually good.
Story time. So,
oh, Jesus.
Shannon's mom couldn't drive her to her driving test.
My mom doesn't have a license and missing a lung, so she can't drive a car.
That's okay, get it, unpack that too. I was just going to say she couldn't bring you, but
can
anyway.
Anyone hashtag spawn a lung?
She is looking. She's seeking lung. So I was like, yeah, sure, I'll bring you for your driving test. Mm-hmm. She's going for a driving test, right? Now, if you have been in the car with Shannon, you know that it's a full-on performance production.
Yes.
She's got, like, Hamilton's booting, like, you're mm-hmm. singing the whole way. There's four-part harmonies flying. But this day, she picked me up to go there. And it was silence in the car the whole way. And I was like, how are you? And she goes, I got new L plates today. And I was like, oh, they're lovely. And we're driving down the road on the way to Wilton, right? It's silent in the car. And I was like, right, what do you say if he asks you, what's aquaplaning? And Shannon was like, just shut up. Next thing I know, the new L plates fly off the fucking car. And they're bouncing on the road.
I hit a seagull.
And we knew it was a bad omen. Oh. We arrived to the test centre with no L plates.
No, it's you looked at me on the link. The link again. And you were like, what was that? And I just went, my L plates.
At that point, I was like, just take the roundabout and we'll go home. Because there's no point.
There's no point.
But we went. And she failed.
First thing he says to me, do you have L plates? Me, yeah, they're actually just on the link. We can collect them on the way if you want to do that route.
So anyway, needless to say, she failed. And when it's bad news, I'm awful.
Yeah, but so am I.
So she comes out the double doors and she just goes, I failed. And we were skitting. Screaming. And like everyone in the waiting room is peppering. And we're falling around.
It couldn't have been any funnier.
So then stopper shakes you into the range.
Yeah.
Like, you know the range is down Little Island. It is literally the shittest shop in Cork.
Oh, awful. But it's Mecca.
But it's our Mecca, isn't it? Yeah, it is. So we went down there to calm the nerves.
Yeah.
Shannon loves a haul from the likes of TK Maxx or mm-hmm. the range.
Yeah, I go to TK Maxx about twice a week. Like, I love it.
As I said before, you cannot get a hold of Shannon. Like, it's impossible to organise a time to get to meet her. But if you say that you'll go to TK Maxx, it's literally like room, room, beep, beep, hop in, bitch, I'm outside, we're going shopping. Always. Like, that's all you have to say is TK Maxx and she's here.
Yeah.
Now, it also reminds me just there about driving. Do you remember the time that we were on the way back from Middleton and I was driving?
Is this when we had smoke and mirrors?
So I was smoking a rollie because I smoked at the time. And Shannon was like, there's an awful smell of smoke. And I was like, I'm smoking a rollie, Shannon. And she's like, no, it's not that kind of smoke. So I flicked the rollie. Right, being like, what the fuck? Next thing I know, the engine's on fire. Right? Now, we're just outside the Jacqueline's Tunnel and the engine's on fire. Mm-hmm. So, like, honestly, now, I'm thick when it comes to cars. Shannon didn't even drive at this point, so we just hopped out of the car. We were screaming, the two of us. I had a bottle of water in the car that I started pouring on the bonnet.
So then I was like, what will I do? What will I do?
What could we do?
Photo shoot.
I was kind of like, I was panicking and I'd rang my dad and I didn't know what else to do. So at that point I was like, Shannon, take some photos. I know this is going to be great content.
We might as well.
they're actually stunning, the photos as well.
They are. I love the one where you're like slightly smiling at me and you're standing to the side. I love that one.
But also the smoke is giving dramatic effect.
Absolutely.
Now, it was killing my lungs. So, as I said, she is the queen of Christmas. Well, apart from Mariah Carey. You're more the queen of untraditional Christmas, I feel.
Yeah.
You make it traditional now, though, but it hasn't always been that way.
No.
We both actually come from quite untraditional settings, if I do say so myself.
I think they're also called broken homes.
Broken homes.
Yeah.
And so we decided that we would discuss what our Christmas traditions are compared to probably everyone else's. I also got some great responses from people that we're going to go through later on.
Fab.
I haven't told you about them yet. So we'll read those later and we'll divulge over those. But first of all, Shan, do you want to tell me what your untraditional Christmas traditions are?
So obviously it's the dropping of the presents on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Another tradition of mine is coming into your house and getting a can of Coke from under the TV.
Always.
Has to be a Christmas Coke.
Mm.
Another tradition of mine is probably picking the Christmas tree up off the garden outside my house. If one of my family members...
I'm so glad you said that.
If one of my family members have thrown the tree out the door like we have previous.
So one of the traditions that I have for you is that every year there's a new sibling comes out of the woodwork.
Yeah, and I'm calling you, oh my God, you won't believe
this.
You won't
believe this. My sister, let's just say, Sandra's here. And I'm like... Who's Sandra and where's she from? And she's like, oh, she's a sister that I have. Shannon has loads of sisters. We're not sure how many there are.
Yeah.
They usually surface around Christmas time. That's all fun and games. But then, and they're all happy families until like Christmas, just when it reaches the climax of Christmas.
Yeah.
And then there's holy war. Yeah. Like one year, Shannon's Christmas tree went flying out the front window of the house.
Yeah. It was brilliant. My neighbour came in the next day. He was like, your Christmas tree's in the front garden there.
One of my untraditional Christmas traditions is trying to convince you to come to my house for dinner.
Yeah.
Now, every single year, I'm like, will you not just come down to mine for dinner? And she's like, no.
No, I love the drama, though. It's like watching EastEnders, but in my own house.
I'd believe it, though.
Like, that's brilliant.
Because I've been in your house and I know what it's like. Shannon, what do you eat for Christmas dinner?
So it's usually chicken nuggets, Dauphin Mott potatoes, garlic bread.
Beige. And think beige, please.
Beige. Roast potatoes. No mashed potatoes.
Do you have gravy?
Yeah, but my mom puts mustard in it and it's yum.
I'm going to get sick.
I know.
I feel as although all she does is like she gets a cup of oxtail soup and a lump of mustard.
And mixes it with her finger. Doesn't even use a whisk.
Drinks it from a cup.
Yum.
Merry Christmas, Martina. I love it. I'm trying to think, do I have any untraditional Christmas traditions? And I do.
Mm-hmm.
There's loads, actually. But one I'm thinking about is, I haven't done it since COVID,
mm-hmm.
but I am known to collect the money at Mass on Christmas Eve.
Excuse me?
Yeah. I do the annual Christmas collection at Mass on Christmas Eve.
Who allowed that?
Well, it's a funny story actually, right? Usually on Christmas Eve, we all go to the pub. Like, I'm locked come 10:30, but my mum and dad are like, you have to go to Mass. Mm. And I'm like, no, I don't. I'm a gay man. But they make me go to Mass anyway. And I'm like, oh, like, it's Christmas Eve. They want me to go. I don't mind going. But I'm like, you're collecting me from the pub and you're dropping me down again afterwards. That's the deal. That's grand. So this one year, I left Jono's and I was going into Christmas Mass. And it's so funny because, like, at the time that it's on, everyone also kind of leaves because everyone's doing the same thing. We're all going to Mass. So I arrive at Christmas Mass anyway, but I'm a little bit late and I walk in the door and we have this neighbour called Peeping Tom.
Yeah.
Well, his name isn't Peeping Tom, but we call him Peeping Tom.
Yeah.
And Peeping Tom spots me and he's like, young Macker, come here, which is my dad's nickname. And he's like, you do the collection. And I was like, Tom, I can't even see in front of me. I can't even walk in a straight line. I was like, I'm not doing the collection. He's like, no one else to do it. And my dad was like taking the piss. He's like, he'll do it, not a bother. Throws me the basket anyway, right? So I'm like waiting for my cue. I didn't know what to do. So I'm having a panic, right?
Because
I was like, this is the last thing I want to do. But anyway, it happens. So I start working my way down the aisle. And I'm like... every walkway is a runway, babe.
Yeah.
Right?
Every pew.
So I'm not three pews in and I'm kind of loving... Right?
You would though.
No, you would.
You're collecting.
I'm collecting money. Yeah. I'm seeing all the neighbours. And then like, you know, the scabby ones that you know are mangy.
Yeah.
I'm like double tapping them with it. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
Because I also have the Dutch courage with a few drinks. But as I'm rocking around the church, all I can see is people's phones like rising above their heads and taking Snapchats and taking photos of me, because it's so funny because everyone in the pub left at the same time. Now they see me doing the collection. And then, so I collected all the money, made a fortune, back to the pub. And then all I did for the rest of the night was watch videos of me collecting money around the church. So I was like, never again. But then all that following year, people in town was like, they never made more money than that year. That was you, that was you, that was you. So I just took it up after that. Now, I haven't been in a while. But I'm wondering, will I?
Maybe that's why the church is crying out for cash.
Another one I have is, I cooked a Christmas dinner in my house.
God help us.
What happened was, my mum, one year I had no money to get my mum a present, and she can't cook. Like, notoriously can't cook. And, like, Christmas Eve morning, you'll come down and the mushy peas and the carrots and the parsnips are on already, because she's like, we'll just reheat them tomorrow. So then one year, we went to my aunt's house for dinner. And then we realised that Christmas dinner could actually be nice, which never happened in my house before.
Can't relate.
So I was like, I'll cook the Christmas dinner. And I've been stuck with the title ever since. But I actually don't mind doing it, because there's nothing else to do in my house on Christmas Day except for get pissed.
And tell me, do you wear an apron and nothing else?
Absolutely apron.
Butler and the buff.
Got the chef's hat on.
Yum.
Chef's kiss moi. Now, no food poisoning as of yet, but you never know.
Never know.
So, Shannon is also a very... What do I call you?
You sound like you hate me.
I know. What would I call you?
A movie critic.
I was going to call you a big lesbian. Shannon is also a very enthusiastic movie critic.
I am.
And you've got your own page on Instagram.
Yeah, so I'm at Gotta Review It.
And I just saw that you absolutely rinsed the new Matilda movie.
Do you know what? That actually was worse than my car crash, I'll be honest. Right, I'm a musical theatre girl. That's how we relate.
That's why I was offended, because I was like, I know I'm going to love it.
Yeah, like me and him are Tracy and Edna, Hairspray, do you know? And I was like, I hate kids, but I'll go into this. And when I tell you, I took a 20-minute walk to the bathrooms in Mahon Point.
So I text Shannon at like 4 o'clock on Saturday, and she sent me a picture of a bald man's head sitting inside an Omniplex, right? And about 5 hours later, I texted her again, and she sent me another picture of her inside an Omniplex. And I was like, what are you doing in Omniplex still? Shannon went to the cinema for the day. How many movies did you see that day?
Well, I only did two that day, but sometimes I do three in a day.
Can you imagine going to the cinema and seeing three movies in the one day? I can't even sit down through one.
That's why you can never get a hold of me. The calendar is full, babe.
The calendar. The only reason the calendar is full is because you spend days on end inside an Omniplex.
I'm doing 9 movies in one weekend. I don't
know how you do it, like.
I love it, though. I know you do, but and like, do you know what? Like, I feel like because I'm not, like... I'm not trying to make movies unrealistic in like, oh, you have to be so educated in film to like understand this. Like, I'm just a regular girl.
I think that's what I like about your reviews, is that they're so cutthroat but also true.
I'm not going to make you waste your time or your money.
No, in fairness.
Do you know?
Now, you are looking a bit pale, and that's probably because you're spending all your time indoors and you're not getting any of that vitamin D.
You can see my veins. I'm unwell.
You walked in the door and I was like, oh my God, it's the last hurrah.
I was in a car crash.
It's a diet of Coke and popcorn.
Do you know what? I don't even get popcorn anymore.
Do you not? What are you on? What are you on now?
Usually salad.
In the cinema. You're the one that brings the manky food into the cinema and I actually don't.
Do you know what? I arrive with my 3 cans of Diet Coke and I sit there in silence.
Actually, good question for you. Have you got any Christmas reviews? What should I watch this Christmas if I get a chance to sit down, because I don't have the attention span?
So, obviously, there's the Christmas classics, The Santa Claus on Disney.
Yeah.
We have got Single All The Way on Netflix.
Is that the gay one?
Yeah, brilliant.
I liked that too. Is that the one that came out last year?
Jennifer Coolidge, isn't it?
Yeah, I liked that one.
That was brilliant.
I got absolutely rinsed from my housemates from that. Do you know, when we were sitting down watching it, like, I was trying to take it all in, because they weren't concentrating and they weren't getting the movie. And I was getting rats then, because I couldn't concentrate. They were making it out as if I loved it and it was a shit movie. It's not a shit movie.
It's a brilliant movie. Do you know what we should do?
What?
We should set up a little movie night and watch it over Skype or something. What do people use to watch movies?
I don't know, babe.
Skype, is it 1992?
It feels it now after you said Skype.
When Harry Met Sally. Another movie. But like my all-time fave, Love Actually.
I love Actually. That's Christmas though, isn't it?
That's, you know, and it's the music and the clothes, like...
I know. Absolutely. So if you were to recommend one movie for people to watch, it'd be Love Actually, wouldn't it, really?
Yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
So while we're on the topic of untraditional Christmas traditions, I put out a call last week. I wanted people to send me their untraditional Christmas traditions. Now, I haven't told you any of these, but I'm going to read some out. We're going to chat about them. Now, first thing I do need to state is the amount of people that wrote in and said, I get Chinese or I get chipper on Christmas Eve.
Oh no.
Girls, I hate to tell you, that's not wacky, that's not chaotic.
That's not quirky.
The queue outside Dino's and Douglas is longest on Christmas Eve than any other day of the year. Now, I appreciate you, I can't rinse them because they responded.
Yeah, you know what? They're paying your bills.
There's no bills paid. There's no bills. But all I'm saying is, I love that you get the chipper on Christmas Eve.
But it's there. Everyone does it.
Everyone does it.
Yeah, you're not a pick-me girl.
There was a few I wanted to call out, and I'm going to go through them, right?
Right.
4 espresso martinis, and then I go for a Christmas swim.
A swim?
Now, I don't know who's swimming on Christmas Day, and you're only doing it for attention.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's the picture on the beach you want.
Totally. And also, you couldn't get me into the sea during the summer.
That's the thing.
Never mind Christmas. Now, I do appreciate that people love it. Now, I could go in after 4 espresso martinis, not a bother.
If I had them, I'd actually have a heart attack.
You would actually, wouldn't you?
I'd be found dead.
2 coffees and you're done.
Dead on the link.
So, are we saying yay or nay?
Nay.
I'm kind of saying, I would go for the espresso martinis, but I'm not sure about the swim.
But then you might meet a sexy topless guy on the beach.
Who am I to judge?
Yeah.
Right, next one. I go for a walk on Christmas Day, and then I smoke a joint before preparing the starters.
Was that from at Snoop Dogg?
Do you know what? I need to respond and say, what is the starters? Because I feel like you'd make a great starter, would you? Because you'd be loving the munchies.
But like, do they need the joint to make the starters? Like, is it imperative to the cooking? Are they like, I can't cook this prawns on toast without having a joint? Because it's mank. You know? Where are they going for the walk as well?
They're probably up in the woods in the Mangla smoking
a
joint.
God. I'm getting the ick.
I'm getting the ick too. Another one for you. This is very you. I buy myself loads of gifts, wrap them, and write to me from me on them.
I've done that.
I know you've done that. Yeah. That's definitely something that you would do.
I think last year I got myself Dolce & Gabbana perfume, and I said to Shannon from Shannon.
I'm going to do that this year.
It's lovely. Like, I've got a Glossier order on the way. I'm going to wrap it up for Christmas.
But you see, my thing is that if I'm going to buy something for myself, I'm not going to wait on Christmas Day to open it.
But you know what? The state of the presents my family get me.
Shannon, please.
It's the year my mom got me a vegetable spiralizer as my main present. I said, what? I don't eat vegetables. The thing was donated St. Stephen's Day.
She rings me and she's like, what you getting? I was like, I got clothes and a few bits or whatever. Next thing I goes, what you? She goes, vegetable spiralizer. I dropped out my ass.
I was fuming.
I was like, there's no way.
So now that I've big girl money, I get myself big girl presents.
You're dead right, girl.
Hell yeah.
Take it into your own hands.
That's it.
So this one is from a good friend of mine, Amy O'Riordan, right? She's actually traveling South America at the moment.
Gorgeous.
And she wrote to me. First of all, I know her mam. Her mam is a lunatic.
Mm-hmm.
A lunatic. I love Mags. I used to do shows in Mallow, and Amy's from Mallow, and we used to do the shows together, and Mags is like our Mallow mam. Like, she's just off right. But she's great crack. Amy says that when we were younger, my mam used to make us sing happy birthday to baby Jesus, and then we'd have a cake and we'd have to blow out the candles and everything.
You're joking. thing.
No, I kind of love that it's camp.
That's iconic.
Do you know as well, like my parents would like make a big deal of bringing out the baby Jesus on Christmas morning.
I don't think my mom knows what the baby Jesus is.
And then my mom got a crib, baby Jesus glued in already, and like chaos, she covers it with a cloth until Christmas Day.
I can't
Day.
Get over this.
Also, the one with the sea mass from one end of the year to the other, that's I don't know what's going on. Peter Kirby, his untraditional Christmas tradition is he feeds the swans in the loch.
That's sad. That is sad.
Someone brought me out to the loch on Christmas Day to and feed the swans.
Doesn't he live in the north side? Like, that's does, a bit yeah. of a trek. He goes for a swim and all.
This girl said chicken kievs and mash for dins. You'd love her.
Yeah, sub the mash for chips and I'm there. Call me.
Now, randomly, this fella goes, I've an Nadine Coyle candle that comes out every year. If you have a Nadine Coyle candle, I want to know where you're getting it because I want one.
I'll make it there at home.
Perfect. This is me. Going out for one or two Xmas Eve and getting so shit-faced that you can't eat a Christmas dinner.
That is you.
That's me every weekend.
Yeah.
And then trying to force it down your throat. Oh my God, it's actually awful, isn't it?
You usually eat your Christmas dinner on St. Stephen's Day.
I would usually keep it on a plate, yeah. 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 How do we feel about opening presents after dinner?
No, that's very Tory. Like,
I think that's Tory, isn't
you're
it?
You're Tory.
This, that's
doing
lousy.
That.
This girl goes, my mum insists that we can only open our presents after dinner every year. I'd be like, sorry, no, call child services. Imagine waking up Christmas morning, not running down the stairs and having the presents open.
What would you be doing in the morning?
Honest.
Hi, mom.
Yeah, watching TV. No, thanks.
Yeah.
Is it any wonder people are going smoking joints before dinner? Honestly, like. Anyway. Champagne and croissants for Christmas morning. This
All
girl says.
Right.
Champagne and croissants.
Where does she live?
Loaded, are you?
I'm casing the house.
I could barely afford the orange juice for the mimosas.
Do you know what I mean?
Yay or nay, Yorkshire puddings for Christmas dinner.
100%.
Do you have
yay.
Them at your dinner?
Yeah.
I was surprised the only people that wrote Yorkshire puddings, actually.
Love a Yorkshire.
But also I'm kind of like, is it a bit against...
It's very British.
It's a bit British, isn't
but
it?
But I'm a bit British, so...
You are, you love the British. I do too. One last one. My dad makes us throw bread at the door on New Year's Eve to bait the hunger out the door for the new year.
So does my mom. And then the slice of bread sits on the step, mouldy, until it disintegrates.
Shannon.
I know.
You were always starving. Your house never worked.
We never had food I had at the table.
So she bit you throw to watch you.
It's like an old wives' tale.
So you watch, you walk outside the door with a slice of bread.
My mom goes out with the whole pan. Baiting it off the door. Keep hunger away from my door. All four corners of the door.
Now I'm going to say something. Of course your mum does.
I know. Do you think we should be baiting it for our lung? Poor thing.
We get our lung for Christmas.
We will.
Anyway. Thanks so much to everyone who got on to us.
Yeah,
and shared your untraditional Christmas traditions. Some of you are way more traditional than you think you are though. Okay, Shannon, before we finish up.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a quick quiz.
Amazing.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you the questions.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to give me your answers.
Okay.
Okay. It's kind of movie themed because I know you love movies.
Oh my God, I sound like a nerd.
You are a nerd. If you had to choose someone to play me in a biopic,
mm-hmm.
who would it be?
Probably Lewis Capaldi.
You're joking now. I'm actually not asking people to pick people anymore for me on this because I always get rinsed between Leona and Sam Smith and now Lewis Capaldi.
Lewis Capaldi is lovely.
Now, I will say, have you seen his ASOS campaign?
Hilarious.
Is that real?
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with it.
But like the thing is that you're both very funny. When I need to laugh, I'll go on to either of your Twitter and
do you know
your
what
favorites.
I love about Lewis Capaldi?
What?
Is that obviously he's not the usual model type. And when I go on to ASOS to buy something... Everything looks nice because they're all gorgeous.
So you're saying because he's not gorgeous?
No, I'm saying that like he's not the usual model type. So if the clothes look nice on him, they're probably going to look nice on me. Is that desperate?
Well, that's why he'd play you in a biopic.
Do you know what? Sign him up.
Yeah, there you go.
I actually think he'd do a great job. I was thinking about who I'd pick for you.
Who?
Miriam Margolyes.
Because we both smell like Kappas.
But first of all, you kind of look like a small bit.
We do, the grey hair, fat, yeah.
You described it, not me.
Yeah, thank you.
Also, she'd be my ideal podcast guest. Wouldn't I have such a scream with her?
You would, but I think she would be allergic to you as well.
I think she'd be allergic, most people are, but I just think that she'd be brilliant. I'd love to bring her for dinner. I'd love to sit her down. I don't care if she smells like cat piss.
Yeah, well, you're sad.
Now,
me,
also, we've just made up that rumour now.
Oh, 100%.
So, like...
But I also don't smell like cat piss. All my cats are dead.
Can I... We're not going there. Can I just say, Miriam, if you are listening, I know you don't smell like cat piss and I'd love to have you on the pod.
You're fucking
And you're
stupid.
Really funny. I love you. Okay, next question. If you could be a character from a movie, who would you be and why?
Tracy Turnblad, Hairspray.
Oh my... I could call that one fire. Actually, I was thinking about what I would pick for you and it would be Tracy Turnblad.
Yeah.
Again, you look like her.
Thanks. I'm the same height and girth.
Literally. The same...
I dressed up as her for my 18th birthday.
And it was actually iconic.
I had a musical theatre birthday party.
Well, I'm after changing my mind now because I was going to pick somebody else, but now I want to be Edna if you're going to be Tracy.
Who were you going to be?
Do you know your one from the Titanic? And she's the really annoying one. But I can't remember her name. She's the one that everyone hates.
Molly Brown. I think her name is Molly Brown.
I love her. I love her. I'd love to be her. Because first of all, she's funny. Second of all, people really like her. So they didn't want to spend that much time with her. So she was able to do her own bits on the boat. But also, she was getting invited to all the bits. She was down with Jack. She was down at his level.
And you know what? She survived.
She's down. Did she?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I definitely want to be her.
Yeah.
I'd love to be her. I think she's one of my... I know I didn't know her name. But like when I think of the Titanic, like the first thing that pops in my head is Molly Brown.
That's mad.
So I think I'd like to play her.
Fair.
Okay, next question. What is your favourite scene from any Christmas movie that you've ever watched?
So the one that straight... Well, there's two that come to my head. The first is Emma Thompson crying in Love Actually, listening to Joni Mitchell.
Yeah, it's an iconic moment.
Yeah, that's so sad. And then my second favourite one is from Love Actually as well, Keira Knightley looking at her wedding video that your man is taking.
Iconic.
And she says the line, I look quite pretty. Do you know what? Like, sometimes I'm trying on clothes and I just look at the mirror and go, I look quite pretty.
Have you seen, I don't even know what her name is, Camilla Cabello?
Yeah.
Have you seen her singing in cursive handwriting?
Yeah.
And she's like,
I'll be home for Christmas.
That's really good.
Thank you.
So Shannon's working on her
impressions. Yeah.
She's got that one down.
Yeah.
Who else have you got down?
Well, we could invite Plum of Faith in the door.
Okay,
if you want.
Okay, we'll welcome her. No, she only has Plum of Faith. 2 seconds. Welcome to the pod, Paloma Faith.
Her name was New York, New York.
Now, bearing in mind, that's all she's got down.
Those two lines.
Do you know that I nearly saw Paloma Faith during the summer?
She's sitting right here.
Well, sorry. Paloma. Paloma, do you know I nearly saw you during the summer?
Wasn't in New York.
No, it was actually at Brighton Pride. But what happened was we got way too carried away at pre-drinks. So then we hopped in the taxi. We got up to the place where she was meant to be playing. Mm-hmm. And we hopped out and we were like, where's everyone going? And they're like, she was on an hour ago. If I was to pick what my favourite part of a Christmas movie would be,
mm-hmm.
it would be, you know, where the Grinch is getting changed.
I watched that today. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so good, isn't it?
Ooh. Ah.
I'm not going.
That's it. I'm not going.
I love that part because
so
that's
funny.
Me when I'm getting ready to go out.
Yeah.
That I think that's my all-time favourite Christmas movie.
I love it.
You know when he's like, jury duty, back bear.
Max, fetch my cloak. That was good.
That's someone you could play as well.
That was very good.
I think
body
you'd
hair.
Be a great, you do.
Same body hair.
You do, but like that's your hormones, is it?
Have you seen your back?
No, thank God I can't see it. Last thing. What do you want for Christmas?
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth and a gastric band, to be honest.
Well, actually, I was thinking about what I would be able to get you for Christmas. If I could get you anything.
Gastric band.
No, it's teeth.
Yeah.
Shannon was born with no teeth.
That's a big lie.
How many teeth do you have?
I'm missing, like, two.
No, you're missing more than two. There's definitely
But I'm stunning. People are going to go onto my Instagram now and look at my teeth.
No.
But I don't smile on any photos.
Honestly, Shannon has no teeth.
Sometimes if you look for me from the side, you can look through the gap and see out the other side.
Literally.
Yeah.
It's like a tunnel. It's like Newgrange on the winter solstice.
But it's great.
The light shines through.
There's a lovely breeze.
We're almost done. Do you have a ball?
That was really fun.
Before we go, what are your plans this Christmas? Will you fit me in? Are you joking me?
I have another window.
You can't be serious. Sounds like it was planned now and it wasn't planned at all.
I have you in the diary.
It's literally just hit 6 o'clock and the alarm goes off. Where are you going now?
The Angelus. No, I want to go to TK Maxx for closes.
Okay, babe, I'll let you go. So,
all right, thanks
Shannon,
so much.
Thanks so much for doing this for me.
No bother. You're tell so Paloma thanks as
guys,
well.
Guys, if you want to follow Shannon, her page is at Gotta Review It for all the shitty movie reviews.
Yeah.
And then you can also follow her at
Sad Shan.
At Sad Shan, which says it all. Yeah. Shannon, give me a hug.
I love you.
Thanks, babe. Mwah. And that's it. Episode 2 is done. We are booting it. Thank you so much for sticking with me. I got some great suggestions for guests when I asked recently on Instagram, and I've done some brown nosing, and all I can say is I'm very excited about what's to come in the next few episodes, so do stay tuned. Get in on the crack on my socials. My Instagram, Twitter and TikTok handles are at Padraig_WMC, and I'll also be putting a call out for your responses to our next theme. I'll be back in 2 weeks with episode 3. Don't miss me too much. But until then, if you have time, I'd really appreciate it if you could leave a rating and an adoring review wherever you listen. Thanks again for listening to The Voice Note.
The softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.